The last daf that discusses matzah before we move on to maror tomorrow. So the daf begins with the shas topic of Maaser Sheni, whether it's Momon Gavoa or Momon Hedyot, where a mayor holds that Maaser Sheni is Momon Gavoa, it belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not our personal money, but the Chachamim holds it's Momon Hedyot. And the Gemara points out three nafkaminas, whether it's Momon Gavoa or Momon Hedyot. Number one, when it comes to a dough of Maaser Sheni, is it Chayiv and Chalda? The Torah says, Ariso Seichem, only a dough that belongs to you is Chayiv and Chalda. So if you hold Maaser Sheni as Momon Gavoa like Reb Meir, it's not going to be Chayiv and Chala, but if you hold it as Momon Hedyot like the Chachamim, it is going to be Chayiv and Chala. Second afkamina is, what if you have matzah made out of Maaser Sheni? The Torah never says matzah schem, but the Torah does refer to matzah as lechem oni, and we darshan that we can connect the lechem that it says by matzah with the lechem that it says by Chala. So if you hold Maaser Sheni as Momon Gavoa, you can't be Yotzei with matzah of Maaser Sheni. But if you hold it's Momon Hedyot, you can be Yotzei with matzah of Maaser Sheni. And the third nafkamina would be an esrog of Maaser Sheni. The Torah says lachem, ulkachtam lachem b'yom harishon. So if you hold that Maaser Sheni is Momon Gavoa, you cannot be Yotzei with an esrog of Maaser Sheni. If you hold it's Momon Hedyot, you can be Yotzei with an esrog of Maaser Sheni. Then the Gemara records a shaila that Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish asked, but two versions of the shaila. He was discussed specifically, according to the first version, ma'u sheyotzei adam yidei chavaso b'chala shel Maaser Sheni b'Yerushalayim. If you assume that Maaser Sheni normally is okay to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, what if you have Maaser Sheni that you were then were mafresh chala from? So normally chala, a kohen, is allowed to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with chala. But over here, it's Maaser Sheni that you were, it's double, it's Maaser Sheni and it's chala. So what's the weakness, what's the problem? Normally when you have Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, technically it could potentially be eaten b'chol moshe osechem, even outside of Yerushalayim, were it to become tameh, then you would be allowed to be poda'id and eat it outside of Yerushalayim. But once it's chala, then even if it becomes tameh, you can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim, because chala that becomes tameh is like truma that becomes tameh, it has to be burnt. So that was the shaila, the first version of the shaila. The second version of the shaila is that no, in that case, that would certainly be okay to use. The shaila is about chala halakuach bekesef Maaser Sheni. Chala that was bought with Maaser Sheni money, if we assume like Rabbi Yehuda that food bought with Maaser Sheni money that becomes tameh cannot be redeemed, then it has to be buried. So now you have a double what if, meaning do we assume that it cannot be used because there's no way it can ever be eaten b'chol moshe v'seichem, or do we assume no, since this had this dough not been bought with Maaser Sheni money, and had it not been designated as challah, it could have technically been eaten b'chol moshe v'seichem, maybe that's good enough. So the Gemara Rava answers that shei meiser chadhu, that in both of these shailas, the mitzvah of matzah with this, it can be done with this challah, bought with the meiser sheni money, it's all regular meiser sheni, you could be yotzei the mitzvah. And then the final discussion in the daf was about the line in the Mishnah about chalos todo rekike nazir. The Mishnah said that if you make loaves of matzah for a carbon toda and for a nazir, you're not allowed to use that for the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach. So two explanations in the Gemara, why not? Rabba says, because it says u'shmartem es ha-matzos, so we learn from there you need a shmira l'shma, and this you didn't do it l'shem matzah, you did it l'shem the karban. And Rav Yosef says no, it's because it says shivas yamim matzos tochelu, that we learn from there whatever we use for matzah has to have the potential to be eaten for all 7 days, but karbanos have a much more limited time span that they're allowed to be eaten in, and that's why you can't use them for the mitzvah of matzah. But the Gemara says there were three other possibilities that we could have suggested as to why you can't use these matzahs. First of all, why didn't we say that on account of lechem oni, that matzah has to be something that you eat when you're sad, and karbonos you have to eat besimcha. So Gemara says maybe we're assuming like Rabbi Akiva, that it's lechem oni, not lechem oni, that it's just about the ingredients of matzah, but there's no need to eat matzah in a state of grief. Second possibility Gemara says, why don't we say that it's called matzah ashira, that's why you can't be yotzei, because it has oil in it, it's not just flour and water. Gemara says, nah, it's such a minuscule amount of oil in these chalos that it's not going to be a problem of matzah shira. The Gemara says maybe we should have disqualified it because it must be eaten in Yerushalayim and is not eaten b'chol moshe v'seichem, because these are kabanos, they're limited to that makom. So the Gemara says no, chalos todu rekike nazir, there were times in history that they were eaten outside of Yerushalayim when the Mishkan was in Noven Givon, so it was eaten in Noven Givon, so it's not always limited to Yerushalayim. What about during that time in history? We would still need another drasha to tell me that you cannot be yotzei with the chalos todu Rukika Nazir. And then at the end of the daf, the Gemara explains why somebody who makes the Chalas Todah Rukika Nazir to sell in the market is allowed to use them as matzah. Because the Gemara explains that Kol L'Shukim L'Chayim Lach, that whenever a person makes something to sell in the market, he always has in the back of his mind the possibility that no one's going to buy it and that he's going to be stuck with it. So when he makes it, he's having in mind Be'ikr that he's going to sell it for Chalas Todah Rukika Nazir, but he also has in mind that maybe he'll want to use this for matzah. So that's good enough to be called Lishma. Okay.